And the first seal of verse 2 is the spread of the global lie. And amazingly, the first seal and its white horseman of deception is an event on God's timetable. And we saw that when we ended last time. 2 Thessalonians 2, the whole section of 2 Thessalonians 2 is written about the fact that truth gets abandoned, we saw, that the Almighty God gets pushed aside. By the way, you want to have a classic example of that? This is a Bible. This is the revealed truth of the infinite God. This is all things that pertain to life and godliness that the God of the universe wants us to know. Do you know what the best-selling Christian books of the last 2 years have been in America? They have been books, interestingly enough, one of them was written, and I'm not joking, by a guy whose name is Malarkey. Isn't that fitting? But both of them, the two bestsellers, one sold 9 million, the other sold 7 million, are about little people having out-of-body experiences and going to heaven and seeing things that nobody, no Christian has ever heard of before or ever seen in the Bible. And Christians are buying these like it's the latest thing from heaven itself. And they're buying these books and they're having Bible study groups and they're all discussing stuff that is not in the Bible, that God did not reveal, and that aren't true. Did you catch that? If those are truths about heaven that aren't in the Bible, then those books, Malarkey and the other one, are revelations. They are truth directly from God if they're really from heaven. And you know what? They're not, because God has stopped writing revelation. So you understand that 16 million Christian books have been sold and distributed and read and discussed that are moving people away from the Bible. What people do in these Bible studies is they say, wow. I mean, in these book studies, they go, wow, well, the Bible doesn't even have that. We're going to study this because that little boy under anesthesia either fantasized or, you know, imagined or was deceived, or his father was, or the editors were. But whatever is happening over there is moving people away from the Bible. And when you move away from the Bible, you move away from the God of truth. And that's exactly what Paul said is going to be the spirit of this time. And then Satan, 2 Thessalonians 2, 9 through 10, does his signs and wonder stuff. Now, this is at its height during the tribulation, but this is what Christ warned us today to beware of. Deceivers, antichrist, false prophets, and anybody that makes us move away from the truth of God's word. Well, it says in 2 Thessalonians 2, 11 and 12 that our protection is truth. God sends strong delusion to those who don't love the truth. We love the truth. We feed on the truth. We want to know the truth. The truth sets us free. His truth is what is the sanctifying power of our life that transforms us.